Hey there, awesome humans. Avery Hot here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that inner badass you already know you have. Today's episode, we're diving into something super important, the art of self-compassion. Ever feel like you're your own harshest critic? You know, the voice in your head that constantly nitpicks and judges every little move? Yeah, we all got that inner drill sergeant sometimes. But guess what? It's time to throw out the rule book and rewrite it with a little more kindness. Because self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook, it's about treating yourself with the same understanding and care you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. Would you berate your bestie for making a mistake? Probably not, right? You'd likely offer a listening ear, some encouragement, and maybe even a slice of their favorite cake. So why do we often fall short when it comes to ourselves? Well, sometimes our brains get stuck in this loop of negativity, comparing ourselves to others, focusing on flaws instead of strengths, and beating ourselves up over the past. But here's the beauty of self-compassion. It breaks that cycle. It helps us recognize our humanness, accept imperfections, and move forward with kindness and grace. Ready to unlock the power of self-compassion? Here are 5 things you can start doing today. 1. Practice mindful self-talk. This is huge. Pay attention to those inner voices. Are they supportive or critical? When you catch yourself being harsh, gently redirect your thoughts with something kinder and more realistic. Instead of "I messed that up completely," try "that didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it." Small shifts make a big difference. 2. Embrace imperfection. Seriously, folks, nobody's perfect. We all stumble, we all make mistakes, it's part of the human experience. Instead of striving for unattainable ideals, focus on progress over perfection. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and learn from your setbacks without judgment. Remember, growth comes from stepping outside your comfort zone, even if that means messing up sometimes. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. You deserve it. Just like you'd offer a warm hug to a friend in need, extend that same compassion to yourself. Take breaks when you need them, indulge in activities that bring you joy, and practice self-care rituals that nourish your mind, body, and soul. 4. Connect with others. Remember, you're not alone. Sharing your struggles and vulnerabilities can be incredibly healing. Surround yourself with supportive people who uplift you, celebrate your successes, and offer a listening ear when you need it most. Building genuine connections can provide a powerful sense of belonging and support. 5. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, these little moments add up to create a more fulfilling and joyful experience. By focusing on what you're grateful for, you shift your perspective away from negativity and cultivate a sense of contentment. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work and things don't go exactly as planned. You stumble over a few words, maybe the projector decides to play dead, the whole room feels awkward. You might be tempted to replay that moment in your head, criticizing yourself for every little slip-up. But here's where self-compassion comes in. You acknowledge that it's okay to make mistakes, everyone does. You recognize that you put in the effort to prepare, and even if things didn't go perfectly, you learned something valuable from the experience. Instead of dwelling on the negative, you focus on the positive. Maybe a few people gave you encouraging nods, or you managed to recover gracefully despite the hiccups. You remember, it's just one presentation out of many. And hey, even if things didn't go perfectly, you showed up and tried your best. That's worth celebrating, right? So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. Be kind to yourself, embrace your imperfections, and remember that you are capable of amazing things. Join me tomorrow as we explore another powerful tool for unlocking your inner badass resilience. It's time to bounce back from setbacks stronger than ever before. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little extra self-love in their life. See you soon.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.